evening. This is Diane. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research and National Polling Firm. We are conducting a poll about politics and issues in Tampa, Florida. Let me ask you, first of all, are you registered to vote in the city of Tampa as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. In this upcoming March, Tampa will hold elections for city council and mayor. How likely are you to vote in this election? Very likely.
Very likely. Very likely. Very likely.
Okay. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over for statistical purposes?
65 and over. 65 and over.
Okay. And how did you vote in the recent November 2022 election? Did you vote by mail, early in person, or on election day?
By mail.
Okay. And under new Florida law, people who voted by mail in previous elections no longer receive a mail ballot for the next upcoming election automatically. You must ask to receive one. Knowing this, how likely are you to request a mail ballot from the Hillsborough Supervisor of Elections for the upcoming March 2023 election for mayor?
Very likely.
Okay. And in general, do you think that the city of Tampa is headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
No, in the right direction.
Okay. And do you feel the growth and development Tampa is experiencing is more of a good thing or bad?
Good thing.
Okay. Thank you. And as things stand now, would you vote to re-elect Jane Castor as mayor of Tampa, or would you vote for someone new to replace her?
No, I would vote for Mayor Castor.
Okay.
I voted for her last time.
Okay. And in general, which of the following candidates in upcoming March City Council races would you choose? The first statement says, one who opposes Mayor Castor on nearly every one of her programs and instead says the City and Council should have more power, or one who works with Mayor Castor to pass her agenda?
Works with Mayor Castor.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following do you feel is the most important issue or problem facing the city of Tampa today? I will read you a list. Traffic congestion and condition of streets, crime and public safety, jobs and economic development, too much city government spending, flooding and threat of sea level rise, affordable housing. Which do you think is the most important issue?
I would think affordable housing.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the next most important issue or problem? Traffic congestion or condition of streets, crime and public safety, jobs and economic development, too much city government spending, flooding in the street of the threat of sea level rise.
I'm going to say crime.
Crime, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, next, please tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following. Here's the first one. I have a list of names. The first name is Joseph Citro.
Excuse me? You broke up. What was that?
Okay. Joseph Citro.
I don't know. I don't know the council names. I'm sorry.
No,
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, that's okay. If you don't know, we can move on. Next name on the list is Guido Maniscalco.
See, I don't know. No, I don't know.
Okay. Okay, Bob Henriquez.
Don't know.
Okay, Bill Carson.
Don't know.
Okay. Orlando,
I guess I should know, right?
Okay.
I don't know.
That's okay. That's the main purpose of this survey. Orlando Goods.
Don't know.
Okay. Sandy Merman.
Don't know. I've heard the name, but I'm not going to,
Okay. Next name, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden?
Mm-hmm.
He's not there. Very unfavorable.
Okay. Next name, Sean Shaw.
Sean Shaw. I don't know. I've heard that name, but I don't know.
Okay.
Apologize.
That's okay. Janet Cruz?
I'm going to say in the middle.
Okay. The middle.
Not unfavorable. Yeah.
Okay, have the middle options as somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable? Which one should I choose for you?
Somewhat favorable. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Next name, Jane Castor.
Jane Castor. The same thing.
Okay.
Somewhat favorable. Yeah.
Somewhat favorable. Okay. Next name, Lynn Herdeck.
Lynn Herbeck, you said?
Herdeck.
Don't know the name.
Okay.
Don't know the name.
Okay, and the last name of the list, Ron DeSantis.
Oh, I love him. So. Very favorable.
Yeah, very favorable, right? Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Now, in next step, and we're almost in the middle of this, Serbi, thank you so much for your time in advance. Which candidate you would vote for if you have to vote in the elections for mayor, city, and council today? Let's say that you're run out of time and you have to choose today. For mayor, I have Jane Castor and Bill Carlson.
Jane Castor.
Okay. For City Council District 1, I have Sonia P. Brookins, Joseph Citro, Alan Clendenin, and Chase Harrison.
I'm sorry, but I don't know the names. I would probably do research on them before I would vote, but I don't know the names.
Okay, that's okay. Let's say if you have to choose, let's go with what your heart says today.
I don't know the names.
Anyway,
I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry, but I don't know any of those names. So why would I just pick one? No, I don't want to do that.
Okay, that's, it's just...
When I vote, I usually, like, do research and, you know, and then I decide, the name may have not stuck with me, but that's how I do, you know, I don't like to just pick just because I have no idea. I don't want to do that.
Okay, just for the research...
I know it's just a survey, but, yeah. So what do you want me to do, just pick a name?
Yes.
Because it sounds good? That's crazy.
It's just for the sake of the research.
What was the name again? Tell me the names again.
Yes, for City Council District 1, I have the following names. Sonia P. Brookins, Joseph Citro, Alan Clendenin, and Chase Harrison.
Chase Harrison. I have no idea who he is, but...
Okay. And the last question, that it's like that, for City Council District 3, I have the names Janet Cruz, Gwendolyn Henderson, Lynn Herdeck, and Jose Vasquez.
Jose Vasquez, because I have a cousin named Jose Vasquez.
Okay. Okay. And next question says, as things stand now, would you vote to reelect Bill Carlson to Tampa City Council, or would you vote for someone new to replace him?
I think I would vote for someone new.
Okay. Thank you. And if the upcoming city council race in your area is between Bill Carlson and Stanley Merman, which one would you vote for?
Let's go with Sandy.
Okay. And using a scale of excellent, good, not so good, or poor, rate the job Mayor Jane Castor is doing on each of the following. The first one says, working for fairness and opportunity for people of all races and backgrounds in Tampa. How would you rate this?
As far as I'm concerned, she's doing excellent.
Okay. Next one, fighting crime and keeping Tampa's streets safe.
Excellent. I think she's trying her best, yeah.
Okay. Being fiscally responsible and careful with taxpayers' money.
Excellent.
Okay, bringing in new jobs and growing the economy.
Excellent.
Okay, working to make Tampa a stronger community and great place to live and raise a family.
Excellent.
Okay, working on affordable housing.
That one's a little bit harder. Lower, what's the next one?
Then we have good, not so good, poor.
Not so good.
Not so good, okay. And then rebuilding the city's water and sewer pipes and infrastructure system.
Good.
Okay. Thank you. And next, here are some statements that critics of Mayor Dane Kester have made recently, Ray. Ray, if it causes you to definitely not vote for her, probably not vote for her, or it makes no difference in your support for her. Dane Kester's policies as police chief and mayor have led to an increase in crime.
Does it impact me at all?
Okay. She has continued to promote racial policies that embarrass the city, including renting while black, that cost hundreds of low-income black renters to be evicted after police arrested them, but before they were even tried to found guilty.
Does not impact me.
Yeah, she bullied the city council into accepting her choice for police chief, who then had to resign recently amid scandal.
Yeah, that I'm going to say it doesn't make a difference.
Okay. Mayor Kester is using $100 million of taxpayers' money to build a new city office building without a competitive bidding process.
Oh, I didn't know that, but it doesn't make a difference.
Okay. Mayor Kester pushed a $6 billion water recycling plan that some call toilet to tap and has been criticized for a lack of transparency, possibly raising water bills and possibly putting our water supply at risk.
No, doesn't make a difference.
Okay. Thank you. And we're almost there. Next, here are a few statements that supporters of Mayor Dane Kester might make as to why they think she should be reelected when her current term is up in 2023. Please rate your reaction to each as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Here's the first one. Mayor Kester is working to lift up every neighborhood by building new parks, renovating and upgrading existing parks, adding more youth programming, and increasing pre-K childcare options.
Okay. I agree with that.
Okay. Would you rate it as somewhat positive or very positive?
Very positive.
Okay. Dane Kester is a take-charge leader who tackles the tough problems and gets things done. She has successfully taken on the rebuilding of Tampa's aging water and sewer pipe system.
Very positive.
Mayor Kester, Mayor Kester is making Tampa a safe place to walk, bike, and get around by installing sidewalks and crosswalks near schools, extending the Riverwalk, and adding 21 miles of bike lanes.
Very positive.
Okay. Under Mayor Dane Kester, Tampa has become one of America's top cities with strong community pride and great championship boat parades.
Very positive.
Okay. Dane Kester is focused on clean, affordable, safe neighborhoods and high quality of life that makes Tampa a great place for families and to raise kids.
It's positive, but I don't know if it's really happening, but it's positive.
Okay. So would you prefer to rate it as somewhat positive or very
somewhat positive? Somewhat positive.
Okay. Thank you. And as Mayor Dane Kester continues to dedicate funding for the housing affordability crisis, and he uses city-owned land to build new low-cost single and multifamily affordable homes.
Somewhat positive.
Okay. As a former police chief and now mayor, Dane Kester knows how to keep our community safe by fighting crime, reducing the violent crime rate, increasing the police presence in neighborhoods, taking illegal guns off the streets, and expanding police body cameras.
Somewhat positive.
Okay. Dane Kester has an open, accessible style as the city's leader. She's known for always being out in the community, bringing City Hall to every neighborhood, listening to people's concerns, and caring.
Very positive.
Okay. Thank you. And after, to wrap it up, after hearing all this information about her, would you vote to re-elect Dane Kester as mayor of Tampa, or would you vote for someone else to replace her?
Yes, I will vote.
Vote to re-elect. Okay.
To re-elect, yeah.
Okay. And just a few more statements at last about the record of a candidate for city council. Rate each if it makes you definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against them or does not matter to you. It doesn't say the name. It only says just a couple of statements. The first one says, refuses to disclose the names of his long list of paying clients who stand to benefit from his city council actions and contracts.
Definitely refuse.
Okay. Would you rate it as doesn't matter to you or probably vote against or definitely vote against?
Vote against. Vote against. Definitely vote against.
Okay. And has led a power grab to shift power away from the mayor and to the city council in an attempt to give himself more opportunity to...
Definitely, definitely vote against.
Vote against, okay. He can't do the job he was elected to do because he's more concerned with making money off of lucrative city deals. When he does show up for work, he has to abstain from voting more times than all the rest of the city council members combined because of conflicts of interest.
Definitely vote against.
Okay. Has voted against funding the police and firefighters and crime-fighting measures that keep our community safe.
Definitely vote against.
Okay. Has created dissension and division by making false accusations and perpetuating unsubstantiated conspiracy theories rather than working with his colleagues to address our community needs.
Definitely vote against.
Okay. Thank you. Now, just a few questions for classification purposes. Do you consider yourself to be a Cuban of Cuban ancestry or not?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be of some other Hispanic or Latino ancestry or not?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you. How long have you lived in Tampa? From 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years, or more than 30 years?
More than 30 years.
Thank you so very much, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation. Your opinion is very important for us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night. Bye-bye.